No, Dr. Leah, it's Wednesday. It's Dr. Leah Day, and you are going to love her tip.
She always has good tips.
I love our Dr. Leah.
I mean, it's interesting because when I was talking to the neighbor because of Dr. Leah, I was telling her, you don't just need vitamin C. You need vitamin D for your cold.
We're so smart.
We're so advanced on this.
I tell you, Dr. Leah, what you have done for Pam and
Hi, Dr. Leah.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I think of her every morning in the shower, though, because I do the cold water under the armpits and the neck.
You're still doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Good for
I
you.
Do. It every morning. I
Dedication.
Do. And I think of Dr. Leah in the shower thinking
the
of you, Dr. Leah.
I go,
oh, that's
Dr.
exactly
Leah,
what I was going to say.
I know. It's like, hello, voyeurism, Dr. Leah.
Where's my loofah?
Hello.
My loofah?
Good morning, Dr.
Good
Leah.
Morning,
what's our
guys.
Tip today? Because we really want our listeners to know about this.
Well, this one's about circulation. And do you have problems with circulation? Cold hands, cold feet. Some people with hypothyroid or diabetes can have circulation problems.
Oh.
So what are some things that are good? And I only mentioned a few here, but what are some things that are good to help with improving your circulation? One of them actually is ginkgo. Now, ginkgo you've heard about a lot. Ginkgo biloba is an herb, and it's mostly been used for memory. People think of it as increase in circulation to the brain, which it does, but it affects your whole body. And it can help with the cold hands and feet, and it can also help for some men with erections. So
that's been... We'll have to share this information.
I'm listening.
Ginkgo biloba.
I'm listening.
You don't need that little blue, whatever color it is.
No. Just take a bunch of ginkgo. I mean, well...
Can it hurt you?
No.
Okay.
No. It'll just make you remember it better.
I remember those days.
The best of both worlds.
There you go.
You remember it and you had fun. I'm just saying.
Well, that makes sense that it would be good for if in that arena, circulation, right?
Would you know that?
Increase circulation.
Oh, Dr. Leah, are you watching Pam and you watching her hand?
No.
Yeah. She's getting a little flustered.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there's voyeurism going on in here. You're missing it if you're not seeing us on the internet. Really.
Oh, you guys are bad.
Well, yeah, I'm telling you, it's the zip fizz. It perks us right up.
It's good stuff.
It is, isn't it, Dr. Leah?
It is good stuff. I know the guy that kind of that started that, and so it's good. It's really blown up and gone crazy.
Yeah, he's done a good job. All right, well, there was more in there besides
ginkgo. Well,
another
one's cayenne. Now, cayenne pepper is actually used in a product called capsaicin. It's a topical cayenne that you can roll on your skin, and it can help actually increase circulation to the local area to help with pain. But you can also put a little bit of cayenne in your water, a little bit, not like half a teaspoon or anything, but just a pinch. And some people drink that, and it actually helps warm their, and it can be good for their stomach, because if you have circulation problems in your stomach that have caused ulcers or other issues, cayenne will actually help increase circulation to that area.
Hmm.
So that's, you know, that's one thing that some people use.
You know, that's interesting, Dr. Leah, because remember in the olden days, well, you wouldn't remember, you're too young, but in the olden days, if people had ulcers, they used to tell them to eat like bland, like cottage cheese, you know, very bland food. And now you're saying have some cayenne, which is spicy. This is very interesting.
Well, spices don't normally cause ulcers to be worse. It might irritate them a little, but it doesn't actually make them worse. And it's irritating them because it's increasing circulation. It's stimulating that area. But that doesn't always feel great, you know. Mm. But if it's some people that smoke or that have general just bad circulation problems can also have it in their stomach and in their intestines. And so if you add something like cayenne, it will help to increase the blood flow to those areas.
Excellent.
And so therefore helping that area. Now, niacin is another one. Niacin, not niacinamide, because niacinamide is the non-flushing kind. Niacin is a B vitamin, and it can cause a niacin flush. Now, some people have heard of this, and some people are like, what is a niacin flush? What it does is if you take enough of it, it releases, it has kind of a histamine reaction, and it releases all the blood vessels to dilate in your in your periphery or in your skin. And so you get this bright red sunburn-looking effect on your skin.
You don't want that, do you?
No, and actually, some people think you don't want it, but when people take high-dose niacin like that, it's actually decreasing cholesterol, and it's increasing all the microcirculation in your body, you know, your brain, everywhere, and it helps. It helps the blood flow a lot.
Didn't they used to give that under the tongue for people with heart problems?
Niacin. No. I don't think it's a sublingual. It's usually used as a pill. There's a prescription Niaspan is the prescription form, and it's that's the one that's used for lowering cholesterol.
Yeah, I was trying to think, what was that called? Because in all the movies, somebody's trying to have a heart attack, and they'd put this under their tongue. But
I thought
it was an actual prescription, and it probably still is a prescription.
Well, it's probably
drug.
Nitroglycerin.
Yeah, that's what it is. Niacin, nitroglycerin. We know it starts with an N.
A little different.
We don't want to lead somebody down the path.
No. Okay. But
niacin is, high-dose niacin can also be helpful for mood. And B vitamins in general are good for the nervous system. So niacin has a lot of effects, but one of the side effects of it, I should say, is this increase of circulation. And it doesn't last long. It lasts a couple hours. Some people don't get it at all, but some people are just more sensitive to it. And so you always take niacin with food. That buffers that effect a little bit. And you can still get it. I remember when I was in school, there was people that would come in flushing with niacin because they were using it to, you know, lower cholesterol or for whatever reason. But it goes away after about an hour or so.
Well, that sounds really nice. And you can get that at a health food store, Dr. Leah?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you can get just straight niacin, or you can get it in a B complex.
Okay, and do you sell that too?
Yes.
Okay, so they can call you and come in.
Yeah, I'd rather go see her.
Yeah, I'd want to make sure I'm getting the right. Rochelle's looking at our ZipFizz to see if it has niacin.
I am looking.
Because it has a lot
of.
Does it have niacin?
Yeah, it has 10 milligrams of niacin.
Which usually that's not enough. Sometimes 30 to 40 milligrams is what's needed.
Uh-huh.
And if you see niacinamide, that form is the buffered form. It does not cause the flushing. And therefore it doesn't have the benefits of helping the circulation. So that, you can't use niacinamide. It has to be in the form of niacin. And one of the multivitamins I have has 66 milligrams. And that's a little too much for some people. I've had some people return and go, this is causing me to have niacin flushes, and they don't like it. Or one woman didn't know what it was.
It'll be like a hot flash.
Well, you'd be walking around looking like a lobster.
Well, you'd feel like a hot flash.
Well, some people think that they're having an allergic reaction.
Sure.
So one woman went to the hospital, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's a niacin flush.
Oh, poor thing.
So I warn everybody about it, but at the same time, people don't always remember it.
Well, that's because they're not taking their ginkgo biloba. You see, and one thing goes to the other. You see,
when you get to be our age, you need it all.
You need it all.
You need
just
it
go
all.
See Dr. Leah,
really?
And she'll give you everything.
Really?
And it's all natural. So why wouldn't you go see Dr. Leah?
Right.
Oh, you got.
So just go to chatwithwoman.com and click on her little picture, and all these tips are there too.
Yes.
All these years of tips. So you can go back and learn all that Rochelle and I have learned if you're a new listener. So Dr. Lee, also give out your information, please.
Yes, thank you. I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Thanks, Dr. Leah. Have a great week.
Thank you. See you next week.